they called it puppy love.
To tell us more from the Suffolk Foundation. With a little bit of Donny Osmond in the background. Hello, Judy, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you, Nick. Thank you very much for asking us on.
Now, tell us about the Suffolk Dog Day in a moment, but just how important is this fundraiser for the work of the Suffolk Foundation? What does the Suffolk Foundation actually do?
Well, that's such an important point. We give out grants all year round on behalf of our donors to local charities and community groups. And as you can imagine at the moment, an awful lot of those local charities are seeing enormous pressures on the services that they do provide. So the fundraising that we do on Sunday will be absolutely vital to help us in the months ahead get some of that financial support to the groups that often really struggle to get funding.
So thousands of pounds has been already been given over the last... you gave me a stat, I think, last year. It was quite a worryingly large stat, just how much money you have given out. I mean, we're talking big bucks, aren't we?
Yeah, well, we were created in 2005 as a community foundation. On behalf of our donors since then, we've distributed £6 million now to local charities. And bearing in mind that the average size grant is about £2,500. So we've been able to give out hundreds and hundreds of support to groups that really are doing fantastic work at a grassroots level. But like I say, often really under the radar and often not known to people even living very close by.
So people listening now who may live on or who travel to, for example, Nacton, Whittam Estate, here in Ipswich, Lowestoft, wherever it may be in Suffolk, someone in need may well have had a helping hand, a cheque from the Suffolk Foundation.
Yes, I mean, we're not quite there yet, but we're almost at the point where we can say that we'll have given a grant in almost every village in Suffolk.
Well, that's
we're not there yet, but we're almost there. And I mean, just in Ipswich, I mean, I was looking actually last week for something else, and it was really interesting how lots of the names of the charities are well known, such as Iceni and the Lighthouse Women's Aid Project that you've supported, things like that. But often there's ones that are going on right in the hub of communities, like the Chandry Youth Development Initiative, where they get basketball going all through the winter for the kids, and the Montgomery Outreach Project on Montgomery Road out there in Ipswich, where, you know, there's some kids who really need a bit of extra support. You know, they're maybe having real troubles at school and so on, and if they can have some activities going on right in the estate where they live, it can make a huge difference. And it's that sort of project that we try and reach.
And Suffolk Dog Day is the big fundraiser for you, happening on Sunday. Where is it? What time can we go? And do we have to have a dog to turn up?
Do you know what? It's so wonderful. We have calls to the office saying, can I come with my dog and can I come without my dog? And the answer is yes to both. So you don't have to have a dog to come and enjoy it. The gates are going to open at 10:30 at Helmingham on Sunday. The first class is actually going to start at 11:30, so a bit earlier than previous years. So if you do want to put your dog into the puppy class or the vintage class, please do come a bit earlier than you perhaps would have done. And it's you can buy your tickets on the gate, so don't worry about that. And this year there's so much fun going on also in the Suffolk Ring. So in addition to all the fantastic classes that people have enjoyed in the past with the dog with the waggiest tail and the designer dog, there's also going to be dog Olympics. So the Happy Days Dog Care from Rendlesham, they're organising sprint, hurdles, long jump, all sorts of fun and games for dogs to take part in, dog Olympics. And there's also a Doggy's Got Talent. So if your dog is particularly got a particular good trick, then get practising, because there's actually a Doggy's Got Talent show.
Well, Judy Newman, I hope it goes really well. The weather's really kind to you, and thousands of pounds is raised for the Suffolk Foundation. Suffolk Dog Day this Sunday. Details on our website at town102.com. And happy tales all round. Thank you very much indeed, Judy.
Thank
bye-bye.
Thank you very much, Nick. Bye.